Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. What has astrology done for you?
Can I really tell you what I just...
Yeah, please.
It ain't done shit for me. I'm sorry.
That's fair enough.
No, I like that answer.
That's fair enough.
First time.
What has learning astrology done for you?
Okay. Here's what learning astrology has done for me. It has helped me to understand the dynamics of people, why we do what we do, and behave how we behave, and be more accepting of other people because of it. Because it's oftentimes, you know, I'm going to quote the Passion of the Christ when he was on the cross, and he's like, you know, forgive them because they know not what they do. But sometimes, you know, the planetary energies, they're so strong and we don't even know that we're just, and you know, we're receiving all those signals and we're just responding to them, you know? And, you know, and it's, if we're aware of ourselves, when we become more aware of ourselves, they say, when you know better, you do better. But then other people, who, you know, they don't know that there's a strong square impacting with Mars and their moon, and they, you know, there might be, you know, causing them to become angry for something, you know. They don't know that there's an aspect that's happening in their chart that's causing them to maybe have an argument with their girlfriend or their boyfriend or their, you know. So but when you become more aware of those transits and the planetary energies, you're like, oh, okay, I see. And it just prepares you, and just for life and what potentially may come, and also just people and who they are and their, who they are and who they aren't.
All right. So from that,
I like that.
From that response, I know I said I had last question, but now I have another last question.
Okay.
Another one.
Fate and free will now.
Fate versus.
Both.
After that answer you just said, and after learning zodiacal releasing.
Here's my answer to that.
All right.
Zodiacal releasing, I like to liken it like the chapters of the book are like the chapter, the titles are already there. The themes are already there.
Mm-hmm.
We get to determine to fill the pages. We get to write the script. We need to put the words on the page. And sometimes, you know, if you're not aware, you're letting other people write your own script, your own, you know, pages, author your own book. If you're not present and showing up to your life and realizing the power that you have to manifest the life that you want through your thoughts and your words and your deeds.
Mm.
So you could. Can you change your fate?
Ultimately, I think that our soul's path, before I incarnated, my soul had a mission of how I would come in and how I would leave. And the rest, the middle is up to me.
We all have an entrance.
Yeah.
We all exit.
Yeah.
And how are we gonna enter, and how are we gonna say goodbye to everybody on the way out from the party?
So, but what I'm saying is, okay, then how do you match that with being able to predict?
That's a good question, Paul.
Oh, pause the guy to go to for the good questions.
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. And here's the thing. Let's take, for example, when I was just looking at your chart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I think because we're connected through digital space. So maybe we're picking up intuitively things that could come about. And so I think that's how the predictions kind of come to be, because it I'm connecting with you and your energy and Claudia's energy and vice versa.
So was that prediction faded, or was that a free will prediction?
I would say that I didn't have any. Was it faded? I would say yes. But the thing is I think that there could have been another manifestation of the transit as well.
I was just wondering, because, you know, I haven't really talked to somebody who this closely who knows mm-hmm. zodiacal releasing and prediction mm-hmm. like you do. Mm-hmm. And to see how you have married the two, because that has been the argument in astrology. Is it fate? Free will? Is the star, is the planets causing the action, or is it pointing to omens? Where do you fall in that argument?
Yeah, they're influencing them for sure. And the themes associated with them have an impact on the potential outcomes, I would say.
Yeah. I think I've come to my conclusion on it, but I was just wondering on yours.
What is yours?
There's an episode about the dream.
I did speak on it. I think everything is faded, and the only free will part we have is our reaction to the faded event.
Okay. Which is
free. Which is what?
Free will.
Yeah. We have the free will part is our reaction.
Okay. I can accept that.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.